This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're here with Joy Drive's monthly video game gossip with Elliot Attard.
Elliot.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Got your joystick out. What's
I'm giving it a wiggle.
Time to talk game. I'm going to start off with, what are you playing at the moment?
Oh, great question, Warren. You know I'm always hardcore into my gaming.
And, you are.
Right now, I've actually got quite a few games on the go, but I wanted to bring to you one particular game about ghost hunting.
Oh.
Do you like ghost hunting?
I love ghosts.
Do you?
Yes.
In what, I like what capacity?
I just find ghosts absolutely fascinating.
I do too.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one?
No, I don't. Well, you know,
you don't
cards on the table. I don't believe they exist.
Oh, don't you?
But I love the idea of it. And I've done like ghost hunting tours and stuff just because it's fun and you put yourself into that mentality.
Did you ever get that sort of, you know, the tingling sensation? Did you get it?
I think so.
See?
But how much of that is just buying into the atmosphere?
No.
Anyway, I'm a pessimist.
It's the ghost. Don't move.
Yeah.
There's something behind you.
They're here. They found me.
They've all come. They're going, you don't believe in us.
That'll show me. But somebody's made a video game, quite a very popular video game. And it's not a brand new release or anything, but it is still a work in progress title where they've just dropped a fairly big new update to it, which has meant I'm coming back and crawling in for more ghost hunting.
Right.
But it's a online cooperative experience where you arrive as ghost hunters to various buildings and you have all of the ghost hunting tools you'd expect to have, like little EMF readers.
Oh, wow.
Little, like, they've got thermometers to check the temperature of the rooms because the ghosts always make things more chilly. like little sound devices.
The studio is always colder than the rest.
Wow, there you go, Warren. We're haunted. And this game is all about going in, using your various devices to identify what kind of spirit is like in this house, in this building. You know the name of the ghost, so you can try to interact with it and call on it and get it to appear. But it's also a horror game where these ghosts will start hunting you if you spend too much time in their vicinity.
Oh, really?
And you can die, and your team can all die, and you can wipe out and you can lose.
Do you know, many, many years ago, my house, someone who is into all the spiritual world and ghosts and things said, you know what, Warren, we need to clean the bad energy from your house. And they gave me a couple. I think there was salt involved. There was candles involved or what have you.
Wow.
I mustn't have listened to the instructions properly. And anyway, I did it thinking this is the right thing to do. And I told them what I did. And whatever I did in whatever
order. You actually summoned a demon.
I sucked all the ghosts, apparently, into this. I sucked them into the.
What's your relationship with these ghosts?
No, into the salt or something.
Right.
And they're all stuck in there. And
you
they're
still
not
have the salt?
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that. Apparently they're not.
What is this story?
They're not happy. She looked at me and she said, "What have you done? You meant to ask them first, say, please leave before you suck them all in." I just sucked them all in, like a vacuum.
This
and they're
is
in
incredible.
There. I know. What should I do? Should I give them to you?
Yeah.
And say, hey, I'll talk to the soul. I'll say, hey, Elliot doesn't believe in ghosts.
Yeah, exactly.
Release.
No, I want the ghostly salt shaker. That sounds
incredible.
I'm going
to bring it in.
Can I have it?
You can have it.
Good.
What if you look at it and all these faces appear?
Wow. Hopefully. Do you use the salt? How does it
No,
make
I'm not
going to
eat them. I don't want the ghosts inside. Imagine that.
Wow. Interesting.
No, not at all. Okay, let's move on. So you're playing Ghost Hunter.
It's called Phasmophobia.
Phasmophobia.
Well worth checking out if people are looking for a little bit of a creepy game that is just a bit of fun and you jump in with friends. Really good.
Love it. Let's move on to gaming news.
Yeah. Well, actually, Warren, I've
you
come prepared.
You look like you've seen a ghost.
I've come prepared with two big headline stories recently, but one of them is like very positive news and one is very negative news. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the bad stuff because we'll get that out of the way and then we'll end it on a good
sure.
note.
Sure, let's do it. So quite a prolific video game release by the name of Mind's Eye has come and gone and it has been a shocker. This is a studio called Build a Rocket Boy, who was founded by a former Grand Theft Auto developer. So Grand Theft Auto, quite a prolific, well-known series. A lot of attention was therefore on this new project coming from one of the producers, Leslie Benzies, from the Grand Theft Auto series. But the game has launched and it has become 2025's worst rated video game so far. It is being critically panned, so much so that players are issuing and receiving refunds on all platforms. It is broken. It is that bad. And now the developer, like a week after launching this game, is reporting that they will be laying off at least 100 of their staff. And it's a 300 staff team. So this is a big, big chunk. Just... such a decimation of this studio, and it just shows how quick things move. It's in the UK.
That's really sad. What went wrong? Did they not test the game?
I think they were just so ambitious. I think they had this pedigree, this knowledge, this identity going in saying, hey, we worked on Grand Theft Auto, and everyone's like, oh, wow, incredible. And so they had this ambition of, well, how do we build on that brand recognition and create a long-lasting, massive new video game project and studio, but that's a tall order, and it just sounds like it didn't come together for this team, and they were really overambitious and bit off more than they could chew, and they might be overpromised and underdelivered. And there's nothing gamers hate more than somebody building themselves up to be the next big thing and then releasing a shoddy product. So they have responded negatively.
I feel for the staff, though.
Of course, yes, as do we all, because there are probably some incredibly talented people amongst that team that are just now looking for new jobs.
Absolutely. Now, let's go to the good news story, Elliot.
The good news story, well, this is kind of the success to Mind's Eye's failure, because while Mind's Eye was the worst reviewed game of 2025, we've recently had the launch of the fastest selling video game console of all time with the Nintendo Switch 2.
Oh.
That has very recently launched, and it has become the best-selling video game console of all time, selling more than 3.5 million Switch 2 units in just the first 4 days of release.
What's the difference with the new one?
Oh, so the new one is basically an updated version of the old one. So interestingly, Nintendo have historically on their new console releases done something drastically different. This is the first time in a long time where they've kind of not done that. They've just iterated upon, improved, like basically in all areas. It's bigger, it's more powerful, it has more functionality, but it is very, very similar as far as the core design is concerned. But it's been a ludicrous success, so much so that there are console shortages. There was a massive Nintendo Switch 2 heist where a truck carrying apparently nearly 3,000 Nintendo Switch 2 consoles was hijacked or stolen, with the loot was stolen. Police estimate over $1 million worth of consoles were stolen from the truck.
But those consoles, I imagine, would be identifiable by Nintendo. Wow.
Yes, theoretically, but police, you know, as per the latest reports, are still looking for the thief or thieves involved. Ooh, so
maybe it was a ghost.
What the end? It all comes tying back. So, yeah, anyway, success obviously has brought desire, which has brought this kind of activity.
Are you going to get one?
Oh, I'd love to get one eventually. I'm definitely a wait and see kind of guy.
I like that attitude. Yeah, just in case.
I'm not going to instantly buy into the latest fads, especially because this one console, despite its popularity, really has launched with very few video games. So I'm just going to wait. I'll wait it out.
Sounds sensible. Another sensible program is Checkpoint, which is on Saturdays here on Joy 94.9, the world's premier gaming show.
Oh, some say. You, Warren, I think.
It is. Tell us what's coming up.
Yeah, so if you're tuning in this Saturday, you will hear the Checkpoint crew chat about world building in video games. So, you know, video games are able to create these immersive, detailed universes and worlds unlike anything else because, you know, you are exploring this world. It is not just a surface level thing where, you know, in a film or a TV show, you're seeing the parts of it that are necessary for the premise of the show or the narrative of
the
show.
The whole world.
You can explore a whole world theoretically. So how do you build a world in a video game? And we're going to be really deep diving into that and looking at some of the common kind of world building tropes that we see a lot of.
I hope you build worlds that is much more peaceful than the one we've got at the moment.
Some games absolutely do. There's a whole genre of games called cozy gaming that is all about uplifting and positivity and
I like that.
No kind of combat. But a lot of video game worlds are probably more hostile than even this one.
Elliot?
Yes.
When do we catch Checkpoint?
So 2 to 4pm every Saturday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.